the meeting came from the protest that that were on the roads and that we attended, and also meetings that that myself and John Connolly had with parent groups in Barna last Monday. And I was just trying to get an update from the council as to what, you know, what could be done short term and long term in it. And interestingly enough, I suppose the most important thing is what we can do short term, and the council are prepared to do it, is to just enhance some road markings on the road to alert drivers that they are coming into an area that has a school and so on. It that would be, you know, what we might call simple enough markings on the road, be they yellow lines or just gumall written on the road so that traffic could slow down.
Okay, so the Marcin, those are the short term works, the interim works, and I'm sure people will be pleased that they are going ahead. But in terms then of longer term works, you know, hard works, you know, what was said about those?
In terms of longer and I suppose more permanent works on it, I mean, the safe routes to school is the preferred way to improve, you know, for all pedestrians and certainly for children going to school. Now the school at Forbo and Inverin are well progressed along that line, and I was told, and we're hopeful that there will be planning, that the plans for both those schools should hopefully be put to consultants before the end of this month, which we'll say will be in about 4 weeks, and that work could progress on those. Now, I know they have been in the pipeline for quite a while, but those two schools are in a fairly good place as regards the money for the Safe Routes to School programme. Sadly, the one in Spittle and Barna are not as high up on the agenda, but at the same time, there is work that might commence in Spittle, certainly in the short term, about putting in a pedestrian crossing. And we just have to push the Barna one. That is the furthest one away from any resolution as far as the safe routes to school are. But as I said, we'll try and get some interim measures in that area to try and alleviate some of the problem there with the traffic.
And Marcin, when you talk about the interim measures or the short-term measures, like you mentioned a little bit earlier on, like the road markings, you know, it is a victory of sorts, I suppose, and it does show the importance and the value of people power.
Oh, it does indeed, and it just shows that, you know, I know that, I suppose, ideally it shouldn't have to be done, but, you know, it's what we have to do. We all have to keep just putting pressure on the engineers and on the officials, you know, just to get things done, and it does show that, you know, as you said, democracy does work in the end.